for each one of us, the reason that we are here this morning is because of a series of decisions that we have made today. Some would say probably hundreds or thousands of decisions that you have made already today are what have led you here. And if you were to change some of those decisions, you probably wouldn't be here. For example, my alarm went off this morning at about 6 o'clock, and I very quickly made the decision to turn it off and get out of bed. If I had not made that decision, I may not be here this morning. And some of you are probably in that same boat. And then we made other decisions along the path this morning, a series of decisions. And most of these decisions, in and out of themselves, are pretty minor decisions, don't have huge consequences. They don't take us a lot of time in order to really process and think through. We can kind of just make the decision on the go. Now, if I had taken 3 minutes this morning or 4 minutes to process when my alarm was going off, whether or not I would turn it off, I'm sure my wife wouldn't appreciate it, but I don't need to do that because I know what needs to happen when it goes off. They say that on average, a human being, an adult, makes 35,000 conscious decisions a day. Now, I didn't put 35,000 arrows on the screen. They say a child makes about 3,000 in a day. Most of them we just kind of make as we go through the cycle of the day. But then there are ones that we actually take time to process. We take time to really work through. Some of those decisions that we make that might fall a little bit more significant, it might take a little bit more thought to us than just turning off the alarm clock in the morning, are things like, what are you going to eat? Right? What are you going to wear? What are you going to purchase with the money that you have? What do you believe in? What job or career choices will you make? What education will you do in order to achieve those job choices or career choices? We make decisions on how we're going to vote. We make decisions on how we spend our time. We make decisions on who we will date, who we will marry. We make decisions on what we say and how we respond to things. We make decisions for our children if you're a parent. Right? We make decisions as to who our children will hang out with to some degree when they're younger. We make decisions as to how they'll spend some of their time. We make decisions as to how they'll eat. We introduce them to new foods. Every choice that we make has consequences. Some of them are good and some of them are bad. And this ability to choose is really an incredible and an exciting power that we have each been entrusted with by our Creator. And for which we all have the obligation, I believe, to be good stewards of. So this morning we're going to talk about making wise decisions. How do we process things? How do we make decisions? Because it's something that every one of us deal with. Some of these decisions that we face are really big ones. And there's some of you in here today, I know for a fact that you are kind of looking down the path of a really big decision in your life. And then there are other decisions that are just small ones, but we still have to make a decision, a choice. So I want you to turn with me to the book of Proverbs. We're going to go to Proverbs chapter 3. If you're using one of the church Bibles, it's going to be page 450. Page 450. In Proverbs chapter 3, we're going to start at verse 5. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight." See, I believe that these verses apply to address the issue of decision making. God wants us to make wise decisions. He wants us to follow His guidance, His lead in life. In fact, one of the main reasons that I believe that the Bible was even written was so that His children, so that you and so that I would be able to have His Word to live by, to make decisions by. He wants to give us a clear direction because He wants the very best for each of us. God delights in revealing His purpose and His plans for His children. And if we're serious about finding His will for our life, He will reveal it to us. In the book of James, it tells us, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. It's God's desire for us to have wisdom. He wants us to live life wisely. Now, before we kind of get into three things that we see in that main passage of Proverbs that we're going to be studying today, I just want to say this. God's will is not hard to find. I think sometimes we get all worked up over discovering what God's will is for our lives, and we make it this mountain that we can't quite figure out how to get to the top of. And I'm going to suggest today that God's will is not hard for us to find. Many of us, at times in our lives, I think would say that we have struggled trying to figure out what God's will is. Remember what I just talked about? God's Word, the gift that He gave us. His will for our lives is found within the pages of the Bible, of Scripture. And that's why it's so important when we talk about having good spiritual habits in our lives and spending time with God. That's why that's so important, because it's through those times of being in Scripture and discovering Scripture that we see God's will for our lives. If you look back at the Ten Commandments, we'll just take that for an example this morning. From the Ten Commandments, we can know that God does not want us to steal. He doesn't want us to kill. He doesn't want us to lie. God doesn't want us to commit adultery. We know from the Ten Commandments that God wants us to worship Him and to honor Him with our lives. You see, God is concerned about us and has given us some basic commandments to follow. In Psalm 119, verse 105, it says, "Thy word," meaning Scripture, God's word, "thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." God's word, His Bible, it was written to guide us and to direct us. It's our responsibility, it's my responsibility and your responsibility to actually open it up and to study it and to search the Scriptures so that we can find what His desire is for our lives. If we study, God is faithful to reveal to us what His will is for our lives. So I just wanted to start off by saying God's will is not hard to find. It's not. We make it hard, but it's really not hard to find. Now back to our main verse. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him." Some versions say, "Submit to Him." "In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight." In these verses, God gives us three steps to making decisions. So I want us just to break them down this morning and kind of look at these two verses. The first step that He gives us is the fact that we need to trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. To trust in the Lord is really to make a commitment to God. It's to rely on God and to believe that He is big enough to take care of any and every situation that comes into our lives. The writer of Proverbs goes on to talk about the volume that our trust in Jesus should be. And he says, as he goes on, he says, to trust in the Lord with all of your heart. With everything. God does not want half-hearted devotion towards Him. Nor does He want half-hearted trust towards Him. He wants our full devotion as followers of Christ. He wants us to give Him all. Maybe you've heard the story of the chicken and the pig. Now, you always know that a story that involves animals that talk has got to be a true story, right? So the story of the chicken and the pig is this. The chicken and the pig are walking down the road and they're talking to each other. And the chicken eventually, they come across a sign. And the sign that they come across says, annual fundraiser, ham and egg breakfast. And the chicken looks to the pig and he says to the pig, he says, hey, that's right up your alley. Why don't you go help out with that? To which the pig replied, he said, that's easy for you to say. He said, for you, it's just a contribution. For me, it's taking a whole commitment of my life. Right? So it's the whole commitment versus the contribution. Are you making a contribution with your life? Or are you ready to make a total commitment with your life? When the verse says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart, it means just that. We don't have to twist it. We don't have to warp it. We don't have to do all kinds of research on it. It means just that. Make a total commitment to trust in God. When we make decisions, we need to trust in the Lord wholeheartedly with those decisions. Secondly, we need to stop trying to be in control. And I think this one's a hard one for a lot of us. For whatever reason, we oftentimes feel maybe more comfortable almost when we think that we're in control. And really what needs to happen is we need to let God be in control. We need to pass that control on to Him. The second point, it's really a warning for us. If you look at the passage in verse 5, it says, do not lean on your own understanding. We're being warned, don't lean on yourself. Don't have control yourself, but give that control, pass that control back to God. What we've been told in the first part of the verse, it said, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and now we're being told, says, do not lean on your own understanding. Give God the control. We have a very limited understanding. And this is something that I have seen through the course of my life. Is that Rachel and I will be looking at and trying to make a decision about something. We'll have gathered as much information as we could possibly gather. And we will make a decision. And then a year or several years down the road, or weeks or months, whatever it is, something else will happen and we're like, oh, if only we had known this when we made that decision. See, we don't have the whole picture. And that's why it's so important for us to give the control over to God, because God knows the whole picture. We don't understand everything. We don't see the entire picture. We do not have all the facts. No matter how hard we try, we don't have all the facts. So let's admit it. Most of us think that we can figure things out on our own. Isn't it true? And a lot of times, we can figure out a lot of things on our own. We can just kind of get by doing it ourselves, making decisions ourselves. But if we're serious about making really wise decisions and godly decisions and being on the path that God wants us to be on, we must fight against that internal inclination to trust in our own understanding. Now, just to be really clear, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't use common sense or the wisdom that God gives to us. I'm not saying that. We need to use common sense. We need to use the wisdom that God gives to us when we make decisions. But it does mean that we should not trust only on our own understanding. If we try to figure out our life and handle every decision that comes our way, we will be in trouble. We just will. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26. I'm going to read it to you from the Message version. It's a little bit different version. It says this. It says, "If you think that you know it all, you're a fool for sure. Real survivors learn wisdom from others." If you think that you know it all, you're a fool for sure. Real survivors learn wisdom from others. Have you ever made a decision that was based on misinformation or limited information? I know that I have. God doesn't make decisions. God doesn't guide us in the decision-making process with limited information or misinformation. He knows it all. Everything that is going to play out, God is aware of. He is not caught off guard by it. Remember that verse that I read to you a little bit earlier this morning from James chapter 1? Let me just read it to you again. It said, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him." God wants to give you wisdom when you make decisions in your life. God, who knows all things, He's willing to help us with making decisions. Lean not on your own understanding, is what Proverbs says. The third point I want us to look at is we need to acknowledge God in all of our ways. So God wants us to trust Him, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6, "In all your ways acknowledge, in all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight." Go ahead, if you have your own Bibles here today, that little word "all" in verse 6, I would circle it or underline it. That's an important word. Doesn't say some of your ways. It doesn't say most of your ways. It says "in all of your ways." It means that in everything that you and I do, everything that we do, every detail of your life and my life, we are to acknowledge God. Just think through your last week. I'm going to guess that most of us missed that. Acknowledging God in everything that we do. Sometimes I think we think that something is too insignificant. A decision that we're making is too insignificant to go to God with. God doesn't think that. You may think that you can handle it on your own, but we know that we make poor decisions sometimes is the reality when we do it on our own. You may think that it's outside of God's concern, whatever the decision is that you're making. It isn't. See, God cares about every aspect of your life. He cares about every detail, no matter how trivial you feel that detail is. He cares about it. And that is why Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6 says, "In all your ways acknowledge Him." In all your ways. He wants you to invite Him into every detail of your life. He cares about you that much. He wants every detail. The last phrase
of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6. It says, He will make your paths straight. This is the promise that's attached to this verse. Right? Our responsibility, according to this passage, our responsibility is to trust God, not to trust our own understanding, but to acknowledge God in all ways. And then He gives us this promise. He will make our paths straight. Now, I was kind of surprised to learn in the last couple weeks how recently the interstate system in the United States was actually developed and built and really worked with. Some of the funding and the idea and the concept started way back in the 18 or early 1900s, but they didn't actually start building the interstate system until the 1950s, which was just fascinating to me. And when they actually started to build the systems, what they did, and this makes sense, is they looked for the means of least resistance. So they looked for areas where they could make as straight of roads as they could, not hilly, not going up mountains and over mountains, and not going in valleys. And then as they kind of got the best spots that they thought that they could, then they worked at leveling some of those out. And they would remove parts of mountains or put tunnels through mountains. We see that on the turnpike, right? They put tunnels on so we don't have to drive over these mountains. And so this is how they created this road, to try to make the path as straight as possible. But even with that idea and that concept, every one of us that drives the vehicle and is driven on the interstate system knows that some roads still go over mountains. And some roads will lead you through valleys. And some roads, they're going to lead you right beside a roaring river. Another road, it's going to lead you by a nice, calm stream. Some roads through the barren desert. And some roads through the lush, green pastures. But you see, even straight roads might not lead us to pleasant experiences. Some do, but some don't. And so is life. We may have to travel through the valley of the shadow of death, Scripture says. But the promise is that God will be with us and that He will make our paths straight. Proverbs is telling us that life is a journey that goes up into the mountains one day, and then it swerves and it dumps down into the dives of the swamp the next day. Sometimes the road is washed out or filled with all kinds of potholes. We live in Pennsylvania, right? When we decide to give God first place and to trust Him totally, He will straighten our paths and remove some of those obstacles. Let me say this. The straight path is not always easy. The straight path is not always easy. Following God is not always easy. Making decisions that are glorifying, honoring, pleasing to God, it's not always easy. And it's costly at times. It can be very costly at times. But it does lead us away from sin and destruction, and it points us to deeper fellowship with Christ. We must remember that if we desire to make Christ-honoring, wise decisions with our lives, we need to trust in the Lord, we need to stop trying to be in control, let God have control of our life, and we need to acknowledge Him in all ways. And then, the promise is that He will lead us down the straight path. Let's pray together. Lord God, Forgive us for the times that we make really important, significant decisions in our own lives and we don't include you as a part of that process. That for whatever reason we desire to maintain control of it and we feel like we know what's best. Forgive us for those times. Help us, Lord God, moving forward. As we make decisions, to try to make decisions in a way that is pleasing and honoring and glorifying to you. Help us to trust in you totally and completely, even when the decision that we sense that you might be leading us to, or that we see through the character of Christ in Scripture, the way that we should be making our decisions, even when that is so difficult, help us to stand firm and strong in our faith and to make that decision. Help us, Lord God, to be a people that will give up control to you and say, God is in control, and I will follow him. Help us, Lord God, to acknowledge you day in and day out in every aspect of our life. And then we pray, Lord God, that as you fulfill your promise to make our paths straight, that even though sometimes those straight paths still take us up mountains or through valleys, that Lord God, that you will be right there with us. We pray that you will support us, encourage us, comfort us, and give us what is needed to make it through those tough times. Lord God, thank you for how you love us and how you walk with us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.